أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are now at the second day of the month of Ramadan, and we continue in our look at the beautiful verses of the Noble Quran this year in our theme of living the Quran through the living Quran. As we mentioned in our previous discussion, that our journey this month of Ramadan will be through 30 verses, 30 verses of the Quran which give us practical guidelines and lessons to learn in our day-to-day life. Today we want to look at the topic of our spouse and what the Quran has to say about this very important relationship that God has requested us at least to establish, and what is the Quranic understanding of how a husband and wife should live together. Obviously, there are many verses of the Quran about this specific topic spread out through many portions of the Noble Book. But for today, obviously, we will just look at one portion of a verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, which is chapter number 2 of the Blessed Quran. And we will try to understand some of the finer points of this particular verse and how it relates to us as believers, as those who are within a relationship and those who are hoping to further cement that established relationship based on the verses of the Noble Quran. Let us first begin by having a look at the verse and the recitation of this particular verse, and then we will delve into a brief understanding of how we can implement this verse in our day-to-day lives. Allah says the following:
أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ.
Though during fasting time you must abstain from all the urges of nature, including the sexual urge, it is made lawful for you on the nights of the fasts to approach and lie with your wives for sexual relationship. They are a sort of garment for you, and you are a sort of garment for them. Now this verse of the Quran comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 187. And although we're only looking at a portion of this verse, we have to understand that there is a jurisprudential aspect of this verse where God talks about what is not allowed during the daytime period, the fasting period between a husband and a wife. And we don't want to look at that portion today. But the second portion of the verse is what we want to reflect upon, where God refers to the husband and wife as being a garment, as being a form of clothing for one another. That is to say that the husband is a garment, a clothing for the wife, and vice versa, that the wife is also a garment for the husband. Now, what does this mean? Our scholars of the Quran have given a few different commentaries, interpretations, understandings of what this verse means, and we want to present these to the believers at this point in time. The first thing that we see is that, just as with our clothing, when we want to go to the store, to the department store, or we're shopping online and we're looking for clothing, we obviously choose clothing which best suits us. You know, whether it be the size of the clothing, obviously, the color, the style, you know, whatever the fashion is of the day. If we're into being up to date with fashion, we choose our clothing accordingly. We look for all of those characteristics that I just mentioned when we want to go and buy something. And similarly, is when it comes to husband and wife, man and woman, when a man is looking for a spouse and for a wife rather, and a wife is looking for a woman is looking for a husband, they need to ensure that there is compatibility, that they are at an equal footing. Now, obviously, the most important qualification that the man or woman should be looking for in their future spouse is religiosity. Are they followers? Are they devoted? Are they committed to the religion of Islam? Everything else should be secondary, whether it be culture, language, you know, the color of their skin, all of those other incidental characteristics should come secondary. First and foremost should be religion and how practicing they are of the religion. And so just as we are very particular when we choose our clothes, that we make sure it fits us, it's the right color and all the other aspects, we also need to ensure when we are looking for a spouse that that spouse fits us as well, that they are in line with our thought pattern, our religion, our way of life, our ideology, so to speak. We also see that clothing suit serves many purposes in our day-to-day life. For example, we know that clothing is a means of beautification, right? When we are going to, let's say, a dinner program, when we're going to the religious center, we tend to dress up to look nice. And so clothing has this aspect of making us look nicer, make us look presentable in society. And it also gives us a sense of, ease or tranquility. When we're not wearing clothing which is too tight or too loose, when it fits us properly, it makes life a bit more easier, you know, and especially if we're at work or at school playing sports and all these kinds of things. And so the spouse is the same. Our spouse and our children are a means of beautification for us. You know, there can be no doubt that when a husband and wife are together with their children, this is a pleasing scene to see, right? This is something which shows us the unit of the family as being strong, as being tight with one another. And so when God says that the husband and wife are a clothing for one another, we also appreciate it in this way, because clothing gives one, the person who's wearing that clothing, a form of beauty or attraction. And also the spouse becomes a beauty or a form of attraction for his or her partner as well. Clothing, and a third level, also plays the important role of covering any physical defects on our body. You know, if a person has an injury on their arm or their leg, let's say, or they've had an operation and they have stitches, when you wear clothing, that covers up those defects that people, or not really a defect, but it covers up that part of the body that maybe you don't want others to see. A spouse is similar. The husband and wife should be covering each other's defects. You know, sometimes we see within our communities that unfortunately men will hang out with their friends, with the guys, and sometimes they may even talk about their wife in a very negative way. You know, maybe she doesn't do certain things around the house. Maybe there are issues of an intimacy that the husband might even, you know, God forbid, discuss with his friends the things that are happening in the private life. And vice versa, the wife might also be the same. She may complain to her girlfriends about the husband not doing things around the house, just being a slob, not taking care of himself, not looking, you know, respectable and presentable. All of these things are, you know, we can say defects or shortcomings in a person's character. And just as clothing covers our body from any kind of minor defects we may have, so we see that a spouse should also be covering the defects of their husband or their wife, right? It shouldn't be that, and we don't mean this, that, you know, a person doesn't let their spouse know when there are problems. No, there has to be open communication amongst husband and wife. But it shouldn't be open in the sense that you tweet about your husband, or you put a message on Facebook about how bad your wife is, right? These things should be kept in the private between the husband and the wife. Last but not least, one of the important uses of clothing is to keep us cool in the summer and keep us warm in the winter. And so that's why we see when the climate changes, when the seasons change, we bring out different articles in our wardrobe to protect us from the elements, to safeguard us. And a husband and wife are the same for one another. This clothing that they are for one another should protect one another, especially from the environment of sins, especially from living in societies where we are in living in parts of the world where sin is rampant, where promiscuity between even a husband and a wife sometimes, that, you know, there is no, there's infidelity happening within the couples, even in today's day and age, even maybe within the Muslim community. And so the clothing of a man being him being a clothing for the woman and for the wife, and the wife being a clothing for the husband, is to protect one another from sins also, is to protect one another from the prevalence, the circumstances of the societies that we live in today. And so as we close on the second day of the month of Ramadan, we remind ourselves that the husband must be a clothing for his wife, and also the wife must be a clothing for her husband, to protect, to honor, to cherish one another, and to grow this foundation that God loves so much that he established it as one of his noble signs. We close and we ask God to give us the ability to continue to fast, to pray, to remember him, and to help the needy in this blessed month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.